95 BFM, we are all sorted now. We're welcoming Amelia from Phaser Days into the studio. Hey, how are you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good. A little bit fussed today. We're all kind of like, hey, are you sorted? But no, we've got them all ready now. And so you are, of course, playing at Laneway. I keep wanting to say this year, but it's just definitely not. It's next year. Very soon we'll be able to say this year, right?
Yeah. That's right. Not much left of this year.
Yeah, which is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really excited. It's a dream come true.
Yeah. I feel like for lots of local artists, it's kind of like that's the goal for playing in NZA.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so you've brought in a little selection of, what have we got, 4 songs this morning. And I don't know anyone, okay, I know some of the songs, but I don't know at all why you've chosen them, so I'll leave it up to you. What's your first track you've brought in?
Our first track is 1979 by Smashing Pumpkins.
And why have you chosen this one?
This is just one of my all-time favourite songs. And I think it's like, it's influenced me in a lot of ways. It's kind of half drum machine and half real drums. And yep. I really like, I mean, like with my music, I really like combining electronic instruments with real instruments. Mm. Yeah, and I think this was like one of the first songs I heard where I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah,
I
want to
combine, like I want to collaborate with machines as well as have that like, that live element in it as well. And yeah, the song, I think it's like 20 years old, the song, but it still sounds really fresh to me and like really exciting, as if it was written yesterday.
Cool.
Yeah, it hasn't aged in my opinion.
Sweet. Well, let's hear it. It's Smashing Pumpkins, 1979.
Never have the time.
Smashing Pumpkins there with 1979, chosen by Phaser Days for a little My Morning Mixtape this morning. What's the next song you got lined up?
Cool. Next song is by Merc and it's called Wonderbuzz.
And as you were saying before, Merc's basically your best friend. But obviously not the sole reason you chose it, but...
No. I picked the song. It's the first track off his album. And yep. It's funny. It's like a minute and a half long. And it's mostly an instrumental, but I picked it because... I think he used this app called Tweaky Beat. It's like it's this really cute app and we use it on tour all the time and it's so much fun. And then he actually went and made this little track with this app. And so it's like, it's really special to me because we play on this app all the time. So
cool. Yeah. Here it is, Merc, Wonderbuzz, enjoy. Talked about it being short and then kind of forgot about it being short and started talking and then realized the song is over. But that was Merc with Wonderbuzz. You were saying nearly was maybe number 5 on the top 10 recently.
Yeah, I think so. It's great.
Pretty good for a 1 minute song.
Yeah, we were kind of laughing about that the other day.
Cool. And what have we got lined up next?
The next track is Golden Phone by a UK band called Mikachu and the Shapes. I've just recently gotten into these guys. I think they were quite big in like 2008, 2009. But I'm just a really big fan of Mika Levi. She fronts the band and I think she writes most of the songs. And I've just become a really massive fan of her lately. She's fantastic.
Cool. I'm intrigued to hear it then. Here it is, Mikachu and the Shapes with Golden Phone.
Thank you.
Golden Phone there by Mikachu and The Shapes. Amelia of Phaser Days was just telling me all the awesome things that, is it Mika?
Yeah.
Yeah, that she does. Things like making her own instruments and...
sampling, vacuum cleaners, yeah. Anything really.
It's awesome. And playing with the London Orchestra.
Yeah.
Cool. We've got a couple more tracks left on your mixtape. What's the next one?
The next track is by a girl who goes under the name Jay Som. I think you guys play her a bit here on BFM. What's the track called again?
Sorry. The track is called Forget About It Kid.
Oh, yeah, Forget About It Kid. So I found this song on SoundCloud, like, I think a year ago, and I loved it so much. I listened to it on repeat, and I followed her, and then she followed me back, and... I've just kind of like kept up with her journey, and she's doing so well. She signed to like Polyvinyl Records, and she just did this really rad tour with Mitski and Japanese Breakfast around the US.
Yeah.
And I passionately love this song. And she records everything from home, and she's so good at it. And she plays her own drums, and she just, I just really, really, it's really love her.
Cool. Let's go for it. Jay Som with Forget About It Kid. Jason with Forget About It Kid. I hate to have to talk over the song because it's a really lovely one.
We are
running out of time.
That's all good.
And so we've had a last minute change of plan for your last song.
Yeah. I was going to play Fade Into You by Maisie Starr, but I've actually like decided I'm going to play a Street Chant song instead.
Because Street Chant is a good closer, right?
Yeah. I just like, they've been a really important band to me and so many others, I really feel like I needed to play this track. The track that we're going to play is called Stoned Again, and it's off their first album. And Emily Littler has really inspired me with Phaser Days and everything, and just being a woman playing guitar as well, and just Emily is just not apologetic about it, and that was like a really big thing for me to see when I was, I think I saw Emily play for the first time when I was about 17, and I saw her open for, I saw Street Chant open for the Datsuns.
Oh, right.
Down in Wellington at San Francisco Bathhouse, and that was the first time I'd ever heard of them. And I was just like way more into Street Chant than I was into the Datsuns. And and they just, and I talked to Emily afterwards, and like she was so nice and supportive. And and I just really, really appreciate Street Chant.
Cool.
They're forever going to be one of my favorite bands.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We're gonna go into Street Chant with Stoned again. This has been a mixtape selected by Amelia from Phaser Days. Thank you so much.
Cool, thanks for having me.
Good luck with everything. and definitely check out Phaser Days at Laneway. It's gonna be an awesome set. Oh, perfect timing. Here it is, Street Chant with Stoned Again. Say goodbye to you over this wonderful Street Chant song chosen by Phaser Days, because I am drastically running out of time. But thank you to everyone who's tuned into the show this morning. Thank you to Shamina and Michael and the Tuesday Morning Glory News team. Thank you, of course, to Phaser Days for coming in and sharing some songs. Congratulations to our prize winners. Oh, that includes Liz Nichols. You have taken home the double pass to the preview screening of Patterson next Tuesday, so your name will be on the door for that one. That is all from me. I will see you, actually I think I'm probably going to be seeing you on Tuesday, this Thursday, because Kiria is away, so if you want to tune in to Morning Glory all week, maybe you'll hear me again, and all the other awesome hosts. The Wire is up next. You're on BFM. Thank you very much. See you later.